the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All the trimmings, all the trappings, all of the side dishes, all of the caloric intake that you can handle. Of course, we've got football, and more football pending for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens at tape time for this podcast. But we know we're going to have at least two games on Turkey Day, Lundy. And I'm already loosening up the belt, and I'm already ready for the tryptophan-induced nap. So hopefully some of these selections will keep me awake as I'm fighting off those effects. But give me one game, whether it's on the total money line side that you were zeroing in on, that you're ready to dig in with knife and fork, shove it in your mouth, and hopefully make some money on it. So what are you looking at?
Well, man, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of feeling that I just want to jump all over the over between the Redskins, or excuse me, the football team, yeah, and the Cowboys. I just get this feeling that that game right in the middle of the afternoon, right when you're kind of finishing up, getting ready to sit down, do the big meal and all of that, you've already got a pretty good buzz going if you're me or basically any member of my family. And I think there's going to be some fireworks in this one. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. And I think that over under parked right now at 46 and a half, right in that range, man, I think they're up into the 50s. I think this is going to be high scoring, and I think we're going to see some scary Terry. I think we're going to see a lot in this one. So I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward. I know you and I in the previous podcast talked, you wanted Detroit on the money line, but I'll tell you what, I am really digging the idea of jumping on the over in this NFC least matchup.
Yeah, for first place, you know, those rights are on the line. I'm in agreement with you. I'm on the over on the 46. I kind of like the over as well on the 51 in Houston, Detroit, because there is no defense. It does not exist in the vocabulary, either one of those franchises, whether it's the Texans or the Lions. And you're right. I do have a little action on Detroit on the money line at plus 128. And look, if you want to get in on any of that action or anything else for the Week 12 NFL slate, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And they're giving all new players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money of either Baltimore or Pittsburgh scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is for you to double your money is just that one score, that one touchdown. Yes, I heard that right. All you got to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, and then sit back and watch the ball enter into the end zone. Easy as pie. On top of that great offer, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Here's what you got to do. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook right now, or your app store right now. Download the app and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one TD, and you double your money when you use that promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25X playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to some Turkey Day Fade Fives.
Number five.
All right, let's start off in the afternoon affair. Which one you're hoping the over hits, and handsomely and comfortably so, between the Fighting Footballs and Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, 4.5 catches here, Lundy. And I am taking the under at a minus 124 juice. You look at Washington. They have been outstanding in slot coverage, and that's where CeeDee Lamb lines up just over 85% of the time. Why? They got a dude named Jimmy Moreland, who's one of the more underrated slot DBs in the NFL's given up just an 81.3 passer rating to his assignments. The last time these two teams met back in week 7, 5 targets and bagels, donuts, roundies, whatever you want to call them, across the board for CeeDee Lamb. Didn't catch a single pass. Remember, that was a game in which Andy Dalton got hurt. Then Ben DiNucci came in and squandered the rest of the game and the offensive plan for the Dallas Cowboys. But Washington's given up the fewest slot receptions per game, the fewest slot yards per game in the NFL. So I think CD's going to, you know, he'll have more. He's only got one direction to go, which is up. But I'm thinking like four catches on the nose, low 50s in yardage, no touchdowns. That is what I'm digging in on for the rookie out of OU. Fade or follow my under 4.5 catches for CD Lamb.
Brad, I'm going to follow you on this one on the under. He's just not doing it lately. You look at the last four games. You talked about the donut with Washington. He's been consistent 4-4-4 over the course of the last three games as well. I think you're dead on. I think this is a four-catch game. I think he finishes maybe in the upper 40s, low 50s in terms of yardage. But the defensive matchup as well as the trend we are seeing right now where he is getting some targets, but he's just not pulling them in and turning them into receptions means this is an underplay on Thanksgiving.
That's right. It is a loser for Lamb.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to Scary Terry McLaurin. Same game, different name. A player that has had a stupendous season, whether for fantasy purposes or betting devices as well. The total is 5.5 receptions, and I like the over because of the plus juice right now at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 100. By the way, I also like the over on the 67.5 yards, but that's already been juiced up to minus 143. So if you're willing to slap the wallet there, I think it's certainly worth it. A player that, number one, an air yard share in the NFL at 43%. Gets peppered with targets, seeing 26.7% of the overall target share. That is number eight among eligible wide receivers. He's number one in the NFL in yards after the catch. And he just, you know, again, with the volume, with the primo matchup as well, this seems like an absolute no-brainer. We know the struggles of the Dallas Cowboys vertically this season rank inside the top 10 of most fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position. And it's a whole lot of lucky sevens when you look at the game log for Terry McLaurin. 7 catches against Arizona, 7 against the Giants, 7 against the Giants again, 7 against Detroit in week 10. Oh, and he had 7 against Trayvon Diggs, who is on IR for the Dallas Cowboys back in week 7, 7 for 90 to be exact. So McLaurin is going to do some work and carve up this defense, sync it up early and often with Alex Smith. Fade or follow either one of them or both of them. 5.5 receptions at plus 100 and the 67.5 receiving yards again at a minus 143 juice.
Rolling. There's a reason I brought up this guy's name right when we kicked off the pod. I am way over on this guy. Brad, he's got 47 targets in the last 5 games. This is a guy that you can follow the volume. He is going to bring in the receptions. You talked about the lucky sevens across the board. Spin that wheel, baby. I want nothing but sevens across the slot machine with Terry McLaurin when this game happens on Thanksgiving in the afternoon, because I think you follow the volume and that's how you cash tickets.
That's right, baby. Make me some money, McLaurin.
Number three.
All right, it's time for a Monkey Knife Fight. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, presented, of course, by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you don't know what that game is, it's a DFS game unlike any other. You go there, you sign up with the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just more or less over or under across all of your favorite player props. And you take them, you can parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit, the more you cash at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to that matinee matchup between the Lions and the Texans. Deshaun Watson, pretty hefty number here at 24.5 fantasy points, but I'm taking the over, baby. Watson's gone over this proposed total 6 times this season. You look at the loathsome Lions, the Hello Kitties, they are terrible defensively in every facet imaginable, particularly through the air, giving up 270.9 pass yards per game, 1.8 passing touchdowns per game, and 7.7 yards per attempt with Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks getting the tight ends and Akins there working out. Duke Johnson out of the backfield for some dump offs. And of course, you know, Watson consistently getting 35 to 40 rush yards to boost that bottom line. I'm feeling something like 300 passing yards. And that's, you know, most books have it at 299 or 300.5 pass yards. Multiple touchdowns, and of course, again, raising the profile with probably 35-plus rush yards. That should get him over this threshold, again, of 24.5 fantasy points. Fade or follow, that over, Watson, 24.5 F points.
follow the over on this one. Brad, I think he clocks in between 310 and 320 in terms of yardage. Give me two throwing touchdowns. And then, like you said, just like sprinkling a little spice on top of the stuffing for Thanksgiving, I am going to roll with him to get you just over the top by pulling in about 35 to 40 rushing yards as well. So to me, this is, you're right, it's a hefty number, but it's also a hefty matchup in his favor. So I'm taking the over.
Yeah, definitely do shots of that gravy train on Deshaun Watson.
Number two.
All right, let's talk about the guy that Watson's going to throw to here. And number two, it's Will Fuller, 70.5 receiving yards. And I am locked in on the over at a minus 112 juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. You know, Will Fuller, you got to love the matchup here on paper. Going to see a lot of Desmond Trufant in coverage, who's given up a 112.3 passer rating, 1.60 yards per snap. He's been over this proposed total in three of his last five. He accounts for 30.9% of the team's air yard share. He's number 12 in total completed air yards, and he's averaging 10.4 yards per target. What does that tell you? Field stretcher extraordinaire. And, of course, he's got more branches in the route tree than that. But in a game that I think is going to have a lot of that shootout appeal, I think Will Fuller has got a really good chance of flirting with the century mark when this is all said and done here, Lundy. And, again, the threshold, just 70.5 yards. Fade or follow my over selection there.
Over. I just was talking about what I think Deshaun Watson's going to do, throwing for somewhere between 310 and 320. And Brad, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little bonus one right here. I'll take the over with Will Fuller. I will also take the over with Brandon Cooks. He's only a 68.5.
Yeah.
I think both of those guys get to 85 plus, and then it's just a matter of which one is a little bit more of the favorite of Deshaun Watson in the game and winds up pushing close to the century mark. But I think both of these guys are good for 80 plus in this particular matchup against Detroit, and that lines up perfectly with an over for Will Fuller. And like I said, a little bonus, just like sneaking a little snack there before dinner, a little bonus with Brandon Cooks too.
Yeah, some tasty helpings of Fuller and Brandon Cooks.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, Antonio Gibson shocked at what this line came out at 52.5 rush yards. And it's already spiked in terms of juice, and understandably so. This line's probably going to change. I'm sure it's going to climb. It's a minus 143 presently, and for good reason. I'm way over on this. Even if they adjust the line 6, 7, 8 yards, I'm still over on it. I probably go over as high as like 64.5 rush yards. The last time Gibson went onto the field to face the Dallas Cowboys, he went 20 carries for 128 and a touchdown in week 7. This guy is forcing a missed tackle 24.7% of the time. Really coming into his own here these last couple of games. In fact, his last three contests, he's averaging 15.8 touches per game. He's got over in two of his last four. And the Dallas Cowboys, we know how forgiving they are in terms of their defense in the trenches. 4.73 yards per carry, 145.3 total yards per game. 7 combined touchdowns as well. 7 guys have actually gone over this number this season in terms, if you like raise the floor in terms of total yardage, I think it's like 10 or something like that have gone over just on the rush yards alone. And I'll give you some bonus time here, Lundy. Antonio Gibson's plus 100 for an anytime touchdown. Say what? He has been a cross the chalk scoring machine here the last several games. I think he definitely finds the end zone. And I'm going to pair this quite nicely. A nice little complimentary side dish with the 52.5 rush yards over. Fade or follow.
The cooking references are just blowing up this pod right now. All we're doing, extra side dishes, sprinkling some spice on top for you. Yeah, I like this one as well. This number is going to go higher by the time we get to Thursday's kickoff. I agree with you 100%. 52.5, as you said, it's already been juiced up. And the line itself is probably going to wind up moving. So I highly recommend folks jump on it. But I'm with you. I would even take it the more it creeps up. I'd still be okay with it. I think he is solidly going to be over this number, as they rely on him a lot. And nice little bonus there. Little Cool Whip on top of the pie right there. A little extra touch for a plus 100 anytime touchdown. Good call.
Yeah, I'm going to snort the entire can of Cool Whip, I think, by night's end. So
I figured you probably did that before we even started the pod.
Well, man, you know, it's just a one can a day habit here, Lundy. But it is a special occasion. So I'm all over that TD prop in particular, man. Plus 100. Very, very delectable, tickling the taste buds, to say the least. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Check out Lundy's stuff on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Huevos, and check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code, Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your families and all of the festivities. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.